for the selection of the jury. But by the same token, if the newspaper printed a statement to the effect that we were advised as regards the treatment of the prisoner, that he is being well treated, is being given tea and cookies in the afternoon and ice cream for dessert, certainly that type of report to the general public would not be calculated, nor would it have the effect of so needling, so to speak, the members of the public, that when someone later came in to be selected as a juror, that he would be inclined to turn the accused loose because of the treatment given him by the state.
That was now. The other situation was contrasted with it. In other words, it was placed in the papers that this man was getting special treatment, and it was better treatment than anyone else was receiving, and he got better food and everything else. Then some members of the public, I think, would be strained to hold it against this man and be tougher on him than they would have otherwise. I don't see your figure of speech, and I don't see your balance, and I can't follow you up.
Directed to this, if the court please, that as we understand it, the pronouncements of the Supreme Court and the holding of the Bridges case and other cases which were attended to the court heretofore, which the court have commented upon in their opinion, as well as the Shepherd case, it is our conviction that nowhere has the Supreme Court ever said that the trial court would be at liberty to abridge the right of the press to make any comment whatever concerning the treatment of the accused, as we understand the rules.
Well, now, that's a rather amended statement. That's not quite an amended statement, because all these orders in that paragraph are whatever is said or published or otherwise disseminated. Must be prejudicial to a fair and impartial trial. I mean, it's not an absolute. It must be prejudicial to a fair and impartial trial for this defendant in the state of Tennessee.
Yes. Well, now, as the court observed, in order for the article to be objectionable, the article must be prejudicial to a fair trial. Now, how do we go about determining what is prejudicial? As we understand it from the rule laid down by the Supreme Court, if what is said presents a clear and present danger to the impartial trial or the selection of an impartial jury, then the court may punish for contempt. If the articles fall short of that, then the report is home free, so to speak. Now, it is simply our position that as regards these particular statements, if that treatment of the prisoner was such as to present a clear and present danger, we believe the court would have said this treatment is such that we must put a stop to it. And we believe that when the court said, oh, this treatment is not reprehensible, that this treatment is no more than the following of normal and reasonable security measures, that pronouncement itself throws some light upon the nature of the charge, namely that the words spoken did not rise to meet the rule of clear and present danger as laid down by the court.
I think that the proof didn't rise to that, but the statement did. If you say somebody's driving somebody crazy, a prisoner's crazy, but the methods being used are those of communistic beliefs, I don't see how. I just can't follow your eyes.
Well, we that's our presentation.
All right, sir.
I believe the position of your counsel, I can be stated very briefly and quickly. It is our position, first, Your Honor, that it's very doubtful in our mind whether this is a proper procedure for the court to consider. That is, this is a matter heard by an hour without a jury. should hold, if you agree with us, that it's premature and inappropriate at this time.
If I may observe upon the latter comment, Your Honor, as regards the propriety of a motion for new trial, of course, no one presumes to know all of the ramifications of the law. And certainly, we are not positive that a motion for new trial would be a prerequisite to asking and seeking a review by another court. But we think no harm could come of it, and we feel that this motion is proper to present.